Welcome back to another edition of Crash. Are you ready? This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry, and today we are pleased to welcome a distinguished guest, Jason Erb, smashes the HIV/AIDS scam. Jason, welcome to the program.
George, thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
All right. We've got a lot of ground to cover and very little time to do so. You are now working with Rethinking AIDS, which the website of which is in my guest section on my website here at online.com. But the website itself is rethinkingaids.com. How did you get involved with RethinkingAIDS.com? What kind of work are they doing for victims of this terrible HIV causes AIDS scam?
Well, George, I first got into this entire issue of the HIV/AIDS issue 2 years ago. It was around the summer of 2006. I had seen a documentary called HIV equals AIDS, Factor Fraud. And it was then that I was first introduced to the possibility.
Now, you're talking about Steve Allen's excellent video?
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
That was originally released in 1996, but the production quality and the evidence stands as true and even stronger today than it did over 11 years ago now. And for a year and a half, I had been doing my own solitary research. I hadn't actually had any discussions with anyone within the Rethinker movement for an entire year and a half. I decided to research the whole issue intensely myself to make sure that there was merit behind the claims that were being made.
And so in other words, unlike 95% of the brainwashed Joe Sixpacks out there, you came into this with a scientific point of view. You came into this issue with an open mind. And you do have a scientific background, although not a medical one. You're used to thinking in, you were a software designer, correct?
Yes, that is my profession. And
okay.
I have a university degree in mathematics. So I'm familiar with the statistics.
Logic.
And analysis that you'll see with
logic and deductive thinking. Logic and, of course, science has inductive based thinking based on data and research, and also deductive thinking. Mathematicians are very, very strong in deductive thinking. So your logical, rational background apparently at one point made you skeptical of the HIV/AIDS propaganda, correct?
Yes, that's correct. In that documentary, there were 10 straightforward pieces of evidence that were presented, arguments presented that HIV was not the cause of AIDS. And there were two questions in my mind after seeing that documentary. It was whether those claims were actually true, given the evidence up to that point when the documentary was produced in 1996. And then the question was, in the intervening 10 years, whether the evidence had shifted.
Okay, and so now we go to the deductive logic, and in all of that time, in all the data that has been amassed, has there been any change in your opinion?
Yes, there has. It's only been stronger, and today I've come on to present the most compelling evidence that I have seen since watching that documentary that makes the case even stronger.
Okay, now... in the evidence that you have, what are the main points?
Well, the main thing, you've discussed this, you've had at least over a dozen other rethinkers have preceded me on your show in the past year, and the audience is familiar, at least a big portion of the audience is familiar with some of the key...
Well, we're gaining listeners at such a rapid rate. We're going up in the ratings extremely rapidly, and probably half, maybe three-quarters of the listeners who might be new listeners might not have heard those previous shows. So let's give a little bit of background in your thinking process. What and who did you pay close attention to reach the conclusion that this was a scam and is a scam?
Correct. The main thing that I paid attention to was the actual scientific evidence that was out there. What I had done is I had seen these different sites where they had been making these claims, such as HIV has never been isolated. And, I mean, it seemed like an amazing claim that...
that is the case today, correct? I mean, they've never found this so-called retrovirus that's supposed to cause human immune deficiency after how many years?
Yeah, it's been over 25.
Okay.
And over $100 billion in federal government spending.
All right. So the question arises, why?
You know, actually, that's a very good question, George, because the best paper that has come out so far that I've been aware of, and in the past year, I've been in close consultation with the rethinker community, among many of whom among all the rethinkers that are members of Rethinking AIDS, about a third of them have advanced degrees, MDs and PhDs, and I've been in close consultation with some of them, and I've found out that the best paper that we have talking about the isolation of HIV is from 1997, and it shows anything but pure HIV, and that is the first time that they had actually published an electron micrograph picture of what they claim to be HIV at the proper density gradient. They call it characteristic of retroviruses.
Well, that's interesting, and we're coming up to a break here, but we will take that up after the break. So this was magnified how many times with an electron microscope? What was the magnification?
I'm not exactly sure about the magnification. It's just that at the gradient characteristic of retroviruses, which they say HIV
okay,
is.
Okay, and the bottom line I'm getting at is when they were using that electron microscope, they were specifically looking for retroviruses, so therefore they would have tuned it to a magnification that would have picked up retroviruses if there were any, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So in what did it actually show? I mean, if they didn't find retroviruses, what was there or what wasn't there?
What it showed is basically different particles. What they were expecting to see if it's pure HIV is that you see the cells that look basically like retroviruses, and that they look all similar. And the picture shows.
It shows something different. Well, we'll take that up after the break here.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 1st, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $874.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $900.56, $450.28 for half ounce, and $225.14 for quarter ounce. That's $956, $450.28, and $225.14.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar documents spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back with Jason Erb, and Jason, as we were going into the break, you were talking about a study done several years ago in which they were specifically with an electron microscope searching for the alleged retrovirus, which supposedly causes human immune deficiency, but they didn't find it, and in fact, they've never found it in a quarter century. What did they find?
Well, it appears that they basically found what's called viral debris. When they were looking for HIV, instead of finding particles that all look similar, they basically found a few particles that they say look retrovirus-like. But they,
well, in other words, what you said, viral debris? What is that dead parts of previously living retroviruses, or what is it?
That could be part of it. The big point in all this is that we don't know exactly what's in that picture. We don't know exactly everything that's being shown in that picture.
So if they don't know, how can they come up with a theory stating cause and effect if they don't know? But in any case, what you're saying is they didn't find what they were looking for, correct?
That's correct. And so far that's been the best picture that I'm aware of that's been published. And I'd like to back that up with, if you go to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases site about evidence that HIV causes AIDS, they do not mention this article at all. They do not cite a single study showing a picture of HIV.
Okay, what for our listeners so they can verify and check out the article for themselves, what is the title of the article? How do the listeners find it?
Right. You can go to healtoronto.com.
How do you spell that?
HEALTORONTO.com.
Okay.
And if you go on the left-hand side, it does HIV exist?
Okay.
And you'll see the exact electron micrograph picture that I'm referring to, and it's in the Science Journal Virology in March 1997.
Okay. Now, what about the article that is this the article you're referring to, that all that it's showing is viral debris?
Yes.
That's okay. What about the $100 billion? Isn't that enough money to find something if you're looking for it that you've already said exists, even though you've never found it?
Well, George, that gets into an issue of.
Sounds like the bailout. It sounds like the bailout for the retroviral HIV/AIDS industry. What's $700 billion here and $100 billion there?
Yeah, exactly. When you have these big figures, it's very possible for things to get hard to control. You have a lot of this money available, and it just goes down towards researching very specific aspects of HIV and AIDS.
It's kind of like an expert witness that goes into court. Now, there was a man that was prosecuted here in Arizona, put on death row, actually was on death row, about to be executed. And what the prosecutors did was they went expert witness shopping, and they went through a whole bunch of expert witnesses who said that his the bite mark evidence was all they had, that his teeth did not match the bite mark, and it got even worse because they had saliva, they had DNA, and the prosecutors hid the DNA test from the grand jury. So they knew that this guy that was ultimately convicted did not do the crime. And what they were able to do with the power of the prosecutors in today's society, supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, not a chance, because they went witness shopping for expert witnesses. We will write you a check for $80,000 if you say what we want you to say. Well, expert witness after expert bite mark witness after expert witness said, no, we're not going to. Then they finally found somebody who said, yeah, I'll take the 80 grand. And this guy was convicted. So the so-called research for in the medical research industry today, as Dr. Bauer has so, and by the way, we will have the biggest show on the HIV/AIDS scam yet tomorrow. We will have more intellectual firepower amassed than the Battlestar Galactica. We will have both Dr. Peter Duesberg and Dr. Henry Bauer, the two leading scientists who have researched this HIV/AIDS scam. They will both be on together for the first time in a groundbreaking show. And we'll have Dr. Duesberg and Dr. Henry Bauer completely shred the HIV/AIDS scam and lay it to rest for once and for all. But anyway, it seems like that's kind of the way that medical research is working today. It used to be scientific, but as Dr. Bauer has very pointedly shown, that, you know, it goes along the same lines. If you come up with the answer that we want, we'll cut you a big check, the so-called quote-unquote scientific research industry today. Jason, what have you encountered in this phenomenon?
Well, George, regarding that, I mean, you can absolutely not get any federal funding whatsoever if you hold that HIV is not the cause of AIDS. And if you seriously doubt that, you will not get any funding. And Peter Duesberg, he can talk about that some more tomorrow about.
Right, we're going to reiterate that point. It's always qui bono, the test is always who benefits. And Dr. Peter Duesberg in the 1980s, the world's leading authority on retroviruses, the darling of the establishment, getting all kinds of funding. When Dr. Gallo, who was the initiator of this HIV/AIDS theory, came out and came out with this theory that the most harmless group of viruses known to exist, that is, as Dr. Duesberg says, retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know about, that one of these so-called retroviruses allegedly causes human immune deficiency, he immediately, well, let's put it this way, Dr. Duesberg says to this day, Gallo is getting $30 million a year just from the federal government alone. From that day in the 1980s to today, Dr. Duesberg has had all his federal funding cut off. Back after the break.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third-world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with Jason Erb. And Jason, now going back to the question I asked at the beginning of the program, with your concern as a truth seeker led you to do your own research and check things out for yourself. You came to the conclusion that the HIV causes AIDS theory was a scam. And now you're associated with RethinkingAIDS.com. What kind of work does Rethinking AIDS do for victims of this terrible scam?
Well, what they do is they try to get this information out to the public, and you've been a big help in that this year so far. It was tough times going in the past. I mean, it was really in March 2006 where things really took off when journalist Celia Farber published her article in Harper's Magazine, Out of Control, AIDS and the Corruption of Medical Science. And since then, that's where we really got the attention, captured the public's attention. And in response to that, some establishment figures went and created the website AIDSTruth.org, which they say contains all the truth that you need to know about AIDS. And they're the ones who are going to tell it to you.
Okay, AIDSTruth.org. Our listeners can check that out. Always verify, check things out for yourself, draw your own conclusions. Think for yourself. That's the last thing that the that those who control the mass media want people to do. Always come in with an open mind, but a skeptical one, and verify, verify, and always ask, qui bono, who benefits from this? So we have a situation similar with, you mentioned the magazine article. Dr. Duesberg also meant it's interesting how the truth finally, after all these years from the 1980s, finally the truth is seeping out There are cracks in the HIV/AIDS scam dam. And as Dr. Duesberg pointed out in the June 2008 issue of Discover magazine, there was a feature article, I believe, on page 44. But this particular issue, if you want to look at acquire a back issue, it's June 2008. It's yellow. The cover is yellow, and there's a robot hand holding a light bulb. And in this June 2008 issue of Discover magazine, there's a feature article on Dr. Peter Duesberg on, I believe it's page 44. The really interesting thing is that the researcher, the journalist for this article on, I believe on page 8, Jean Linzer, says that she was stunned during the course of her research for the article to find out that major scientists around the country privately agree with Dr. Duesberg that a retrovirus cannot cause human immune deficiency. But the thing that really stunned Jean Linzer is that these scientists were afraid to speak out. Now, what does that say for the state of scientific neutrality for the sake of dispassionate science, for the sake of scientific research itself, if the top scientists are afraid to speak the truth that's on their minds? That's hardly very scientific at all. Jason?
Yes, and there are very good reasons why these scientists are afraid of speaking out. Well, they have no further to look than the example that was made of Peter Duesberg deliberately. But even nowadays, to even question HIV/AIDS theory, you're automatically in some circles called a denialist. You're called
well,
an
that's
AIDS,
we covered that one. I mean, this is nothing but neocon artist newspeak because this is language manipulation, and you know, the word denier implies refusal to accept a pre-existing fact, like
yes.
The sun rises and so forth, and this indicates to me somebody arguing from the point of desperation, of weakness. Because in that type, my response to that was that in the language of neocon artist newspeak, that Aristarchus would be called a Ptolemaic denier. Now, of course, that you can see the in the HIV/AIDS scam section on my website, which is, of course, hereatonline.com, you can see that particular article about Aristarchus. And Aristarchus, long before Copernicus, correctly deduced that the Earth revolves around the sun. And this was centuries before Copernicus. And in fact, in the first edition of Copernicus' work, he cites Aristarchus as giving him the idea. Later on, Copernicus takes credit for the idea himself, and in the later edition, deletes the reference to Aristarchus, takes all the credit for himself. So later on, Claudius Ptolemy comes up with the theory that the sun revolves around the earth. Well, this was very much embraced by the church at the time because they wanted everybody to think that the earth was the center of the universe. So for centuries after that, a few brave, courageous souls privately agreed with Aristarchus. And in the language of neocon artist newspeak, those people today would have been called Ptolemaic deniers. So the use of the word denier is somebody arguing from weakness. If you want to state your case and let the case either fall or stand on its merits. Stay away from language manipulation because that will not work. That might work in some arenas, but that will never work on this show. Jason?
Yes, there's one very important paper that was published 2 years ago that I want to cite. It's something I'm sure they're very afraid of getting out. It was in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2006, on September 27th, and the title of the article was explaining, predicting, and treating HIV-associated CD4 cell loss. After 25 years, still a puzzle. And now I'd like to quote just one sentence from this particular paper. I think this sums up a lot of the current state of the establishment thinking about HIV and AIDS. The second and potentially more exciting implication of the findings of Rodriguez and others is that future improvements in the treatment of HIV infection and AIDS may result from improved understanding of the 90% of CD4 cell depletion that remains enigmatic. Now, what that is saying is that after 25 years, what they say is causing the AIDS. They're saying HIV is the cause of AIDS. They're saying that they can't explain 90% of the immune cell deficiency that they see in people with HIV and AIDS due to the HIV itself. 90% of it cannot be explained by the establishment. They admit this.
But on the other hand, let me see if I understand you correctly. They can't understand 90%, but they're saying they can link cause and effect for 10%?
That's correct.
So the question is, if they can't link cause and effect for 90%, how the heck can they say that they can link cause and effect for 10%? We'll be back after the break.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back with our guest, Jason Erb, and we will open up this last segment of our program for callers. If you have questions for Jason, the number to call is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And during the break, we heard another ad for storable food. I would also urge my listeners to go to my website, which, of course, is hearitonline.com. www.hearitonline.com. Click on, there's an image of a lady with a cashmere sweater. Click on that link, and it'll take you to my organic storable food website. So in a survival situation, my firm belief is that in a time of maximum stress, you need food that has no genetically modified constituents, no prions, no mad cow components, and no pesticides. So we work with what, to my knowledge, is the only organic storable food system or systems that are available today. Some other companies have piecemeal random items that are organic. The systems I'm working with are completely organic, and so that website is, once you get to my Hear It Online website, that website, the link is the lady with the cashmere sweater, and I would urge all of my listeners to look at that as an alternative. I had the option of working with food that was not organic, and I refused to do so. So, the article, could you please repeat the article that you just mentioned, the title of the article, and how our listeners can get that look at that article as we were going into the break?
Right. It's the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2006 on September 27th, and the title of the article was Explaining, Predicting, and Treating HIV-Associated CD4 Cell Loss. After 25 years, still a puzzle. And this information, all the information that I'm talking about, we'll be providing sources on the RethinkingAIDS.com website.
Okay, and again, that's RethinkingAIDS.com. Well, now, this indicates a house of phony cards that's crumbling, because if we're seeing articles now in JAMA, then you know the days of the HIV-AIDS scam are numbered. The truth will eventually come out, and is coming out.
Jason? You know, there's something actually interesting about the claim they make. There's another aspect that I picked up on. It's interesting how they're expressing excitement. The author of this particular paper was expressing, saying it was exciting that findings of Rodriguez and others would lead to understanding the 90% that remains a mystery. So, that really took me back at first.
I don't mean to interrupt you here, but let me ask you a quick question, and then please go back to what you were going to say. In the 10%, did they find a retrovirus that causes human immune deficiency?
No, they did not. However, they're basing all this on the assumption that they've already found HIV.
Well, this is a backwards winding argument. In other words, a scientist is supposed to make the conclusion consistent with the data. They're taking a conclusion and then trying to shuffle the data to fit the pre-existing concept, which in 25 years they've never been able to do. And this, when somebody says, well, we think we found it 10% of the time, but we can't find the retrovirus, but we can't find it the other 90%, then it's getting like the theater of the absurd. This is getting more asinine all the time.
Yes, I really enjoyed that interview you had with Henry Bauer, where you played that song, The Emperor's New Clothes, and that's exactly what comes to mind here. And I was thinking you might.
That's exactly what it reminded me of, and that's why I chose that music. And you know, and everybody knows the story. But Danny Kaye did a wonderful rendition of it, and I played that music as an intro to the program. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking also you might want to. Play the Wizard of Oz part where the dog pulls back the curtains and you see that it's not really a wizard there. It's just a man behind the curtain pressing a bunch of buttons and pulling a bunch of levers. But I think that would also be good to imagery to sum this all up.
Well, that imagery would certainly also apply to the what Rothschild said, if you give me control of a nation's money system, I care not who makes the laws. And this brings up an important point. Once a group of gangsters, as it were, who make the mafia look like a bunch of amateurs, gets control of both the money system and the mass media, then everything we're talking about here, the distortion in scientific research to make it as unscientific and as pro receiving the money source as possible. This is simply a logical extension of that. Once one can control the money system, control the mass media, distorting healthcare, distorting the medical community, distorting the entire scientific community, distorting the justice system itself, becomes easy. And that's exactly what they're doing. So what we're really talking about here is just one tentacle of the parasitic debt money octopus paradigm. Jason?
Yeah, personally, I'm a big believer in that. This is just one issue.
Well, now, let me interject this. It is a belief is something that might relate to something metaphysical. What we're talking about here is purely on the in the mundane sphere. In other words, we can prove that there is a parasitic debt money system. We don't have to believe it. We know it.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, what I was getting in that is that I personally look for the big picture in all this. Really, like what we're seeing with HIV and AIDS, it's rather an effect of a bigger system that we're seeing, and not. It's not just something separate. It's all interwoven.
Yes, and there is a consistent methodology. They create the problem to induce fear, and then they offer the solution. And the solution is always, always, always to take away constitutional rights or a parasitic debt money transfer from producers to non-producers. And in this case, you mentioned the figure $100 billion. In the case of the bailout, they're talking about $700 billion. But in any case, they create the problem, and then they offer the solution, and the solution is always fear-based, over and over. There's a consistent pattern over and over again. Jason?
Yes, George. Actually, it's good that you brought up taking away constitutional rights, because there's the part of that that's in play with this some members of the HIV AIDS establishment. It's Mark Weinberg, who's a researcher, a top researcher in HIV and AIDS. He teaches at McGill University in Canada, and he has actually come out and said in the documentary The Other Side of AIDS, when he was being interviewed by Robin Scoville, the producer, he specifically has come out and said on this documentary and publicly that he believes that people like Duesberg should be jailed, he specifically said the Constitution should be amended so that people like Peter Duesberg could be brought up on charges of endangering the public health. So when you mention about constitutional rights being taken away, that's exactly what some in the establishment have in mind and have gone on record to say.
Well, I'm glad you brought that point out. That's consistent with everything that's going on today. Thank you, Jason, so much. The website is RethinkingAIDS.com. I would urge all my listeners to go to that website, check out the information there.
Thank you so much, George. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.